Hey guys, Will Durst here to say welcome to Rocktober. That's what all the rock and roll radio stations call this, the 10th month of the year. Right now, the airwaves are being flooded with concerts and promotions and giveaway tie-ins, all in the name of Rocktober, baby. You gotta love this amiable linguistic contraction. What confuses me is why everyone hasn't jumped on the grammatical bandwagon. Why isn't ESPN celebrating the only month where all the major sports, baseball, football, basketball, and hockey, are televised as Jocktober? Star Trek fans could enjoy 31 days of Spocktober, maybe with an assist from the baby doctor people, who could piggyback on the same promotional push, create a hybrid of baby Trekkies, pointy ears, and pacifiers. Socktober and Frocktober for the department stores, Woktober for Chinese restaurants, Boktober for classical radio stations, Hocktober for pawn shops, Croctober for the Society of American Casseroles slow cooker division, Cocktober for chicken restaurants, right-wing political donors, and porn sites. A campaign for diabetes awareness could be highlighted with Insulin Shocktober. Biological Clocktober could salute all the brave women who didn't start mothering until the age of 50. The NRA could focus on Second Amendment rights with Glocktober. And what keeps NBC from plugging their Thursday night sitcom lineup as Mocktober? Oh, because they're not funny. That's right. Well then, why not substitute Schlocktober? Bangkoktober for the tourist industry. And of course, let us not forget the very reason for this commentary, Writer's Blocktober. Which leads us to next month, and isn't it about time we see some sort of push for Blovember? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Rocktober, baby!